balancing acts with concepts, losing the essence beneath ornate acrobatics. Towers of abstractions, endless clarifications, pompous constructions, all of it resembles a grand symphony with no melody, notes in abundance, yet no music. And nowhere is this more dangerous than in philosophy itself, which claims to illuminate but too often sinks into the murk of false depth. Worse still is the substitution of chaos with counterfeit order. The mind, desperate to tidy what resists tidying, erects structures that faintly mimic truth but never touch it. These mirages get paraded as discoveries, canonized in academia, drilled into students, yet they do nothing but fossilize illusions. This knowledge doesn't banish darkness. It polishes familiar clichés until they calcify into dogma. It lacks freshness, won't dare to question, and recoils from real surprise. When trust in patterns shatters, when language stops carrying meaning, returning to chaos isn't an escape from thought. It is thought reborn. It calls us to feel the world's fragility again, to hear the discordant voices muffled by heavy systems. Chaos becomes not a menace, but an opening, a ground zero from which to rebuild how we see, think, and exist. Consciousness, no matter how intricate, always stumbles on boundaries. Its longing for clarity and control is ancient and inevitable, but in its restless chase, it forgets its own limits. The urge to seize the infinite, to capture with words what refuses capture, turns violent, forcing form on what won't be shaped, subjecting to rules what lives by other laws. Chaos, arising at the intersection of foresight and failure, becomes a mirror showing the limits of the human view, which refuses to accept that not everything can be measured, counted, or boxed. Touch chaos and you touch the painful truth of fragility in every intellectual construct. You can't exile it, smother it, or erase it any more than you can erase pain, loss, or accident from life. Chaos is no enemy, no mistake, no gap in knowledge. It is the fabric of reality itself, restless, imperfect, alive. This is what sets it apart from emptiness. Chaos is not absence, but overflow. Not collapse, but relentless presence. It doesn't annihilate meaning, but it interrogates it, forcing new paths to open. The time has come to reclaim the discussion of chaos, to strip it of the jargon, the pseudoscience, the rhetorical fireworks. Too long has it served as a scarecrow or as intellectual jewelry, pinned to texts to make them look deeper than they are. But chaos is no trend, no decorative concept. It demands a new ethic of thought, one that admits its own limits, yet doesn't stop seeking. The question of whether chaos is knowable cannot be squeezed into a neat yes or no. It requires a change in how we even pose the question. Not everything that defies structure is unknowable, and not everything knowable needs to be formalized into charts and formulas. The very history of humanity's grappling with chaos, stretching from myths of the primordial abyss to modern theories of unstable systems, testifies to our persistent need to understand what will not sit still. The ancients sought chaos as the raw soup from which order bubbled up, while science hunts for its hidden rhythms and probabilistic laws. Between these poles lies a spectrum of attempts, each illuminating a facet, none exhausting the whole. A personal encounter with chaos resists the urge to vivisect it like a lab rat. It is experienced instead as a current, restless, fluid, evasive, forever dodging final definitions. Chaos can't be quantified, but one can listen to it, breathe with it, and let it guide. It cannot be captured through dissection, but it can open the way to a new mode of being, attentive, supple, unpredictable. This isn't surrender, but respect, the recognition